Hello and welcome to APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. This is the show dedicated to you, the homeowner, for you to experience the Dixie difference. If we can help you with any of your plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600 or at thedixiedifference.com. I'm Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome back. And I say welcome back because we've been doing this show for several years now.
Four.
So if you just tuned in, over 4 years now, if you just tuned in, thanks for listening. If you've heard us before, if not, well, I'm glad that you're tuning in. Hopefully we can keep your attention with everything plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and some sprinkle of other stuff usually in there as well. But for your home, we like to give you lots of tips that you can use. You don't necessarily have to call a professional company like APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Keith and I have been doing this. Not the show, but actually running APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for over 15 years here in the metro. And I like to let folks know we are kind of the best kept secret. We don't do a lot of advertising on TV and radio. And but I think it goes with our mission statement, you know, at our company, which is really simple for everyone to remember. And that is get and keep a customer. Like that is what our mission statement is. Now, we have some flowery points to how we do that. However, the core is get a customer, and once we get a customer, we'll do what we can to keep you as a customer. And I think with that, that's the kind of the best kept secret of APW is the reason why we've been around for so long is because we do our best to make sure we keep our customers happy and keep them wanting to come back to us and keep calling us. And therefore, because of the things that we do, great customer service that we have on our phones. When you call, you know, they know how to handle you. They know how to take care of you. They know how to get you on the schedule as expediently as possible. Great service technicians who repair and fix your problems the first time. And they know how to talk to you. And that's the big thing. We do lots and lots of training and practice with our technicians of how to educate and communicate to you, a customer, of the work that we're performing for you. So you know when you have to write that check out or hand your credit card over, you know exactly what we've done for you. And you have the peace of mind of the expense that you've paid. And then in addition, we believe in high quality products. So we don't want to put anything cheap, if you will. I was going to say inexpensive. It's cheap in your house. We want to make sure we put high quality products and manufacturer backed. If there's any problems, it's going to be taken care of straight from the manufacturer. But if we put high quality products, you know that you'll always have high quality products coming from APW. And then with all of that, we have the best, one of the best for most folks is doing all that in a great valued price. So if we can keep our prices down for you, then at that point, you know, you're definitely going to see a huge value of the work that we perform for you with any of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning in your home. And you'll keep coming back. And that's why we've been around for over 15 years here in the metro and around the metro.
Wow, dude, you're focused today.
I am.
You're just like, I wasn't going to say a word and jump into that. I was afraid.
Yeah.
The way you're looking, I was absolutely afraid. Hey, I got two things I want to talk about.
What do you want to talk about?
One is I really like your hair today.
Oh, thank you. I did wear it a little different. Yes, too bad we're on the radio. People can't see.
Yeah, just as beautiful as
I
normal,
just
though.
Actually combed it the opposite direction. Yeah. So it gave an extra little poof to the hair. And then kind of put it up.
Yeah, it's cute. And that one side just kind of goes back. I like it.
Well, thanks. And too bad you can't see it.
Then the second thing is I was eating this.
You're always eating or snacking. You're always snacking.
Actually, this a wholesome medley because they took away my chocolate-covered almonds, which I'm still annoyed about.
Here at the radio station.
Yeah, yes. It's my snack. I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, so what's the point?
Well, I think I got a peanut stuck in my tooth and I can't get it.
Oh, nice.
You know, you have like... It's not really the peanut. Yeah. It's like the fur thing that goes around it, the skin. And it's like stuck in my tooth and I've been trying to get it the whole time.
Yes, I've noticed. Oh, my goodness. As I was talking about how we get and keep customers, you had your whole finger in your mouth. What great manners you have. So good thing it's just the three of us in here.
I just got it.
Yeah, good.
It's been bugging me. You know how good. You have something in your teeth? It's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Did you have to bring that up?
I think people should know what
that.
I'm thinking.
No.
Yeah. They're lucky I don't Twitter
Some
or tweet
things
or
you should just keep to yourself.
Whatever they do out there. They're like, yeah, don't do it. I would have like a million followers.
Oh, my God.
We got 6 million listeners on that. Yeah, one course. Out of six would follow me,
absolutely.
Right?
So there we want to talk about, as I ignore on you, we do have a couple of commercials.
Did you say ignore on me?
Yeah, I'm just ignoring past you. So we do have actually a couple commercials that are on. We recently started doing a little TV advertising.
It's so cute.
Little 15-second spots. One, but want to let you know, once you take advantage of, also on the radio, because it is a radio special, which is our furnace safety and clean check for only $59. So really, it's like our virtual radio coupon for you. If you give them a call and give us a call, let the office know that you heard us on the radio, you can get that for $59 rather than the regular price at $125. And that's the furnace safety inspection. It's time to get it done now. You know, it's mild. You know, right now the weather is just perfect, even with the little bit of rain that we've had. It's just been so beautiful. And so you want to make sure that your furnace is ready to go once we start getting into some really cold temperatures that can happen just any day now. So we want to make sure your furnace has been cleaned. It's super important that you just clean it out and get it ready for the, you know, most people don't know this. They don't realize this, that your furnace has been working all through the air conditioning season.
Right.
So because it's been working all through the air conditioning season, it has the blower motor in there. And just like the blower motor, like your ceiling fan in your house, it's what's blowing the air throughout your home. And just like the ceiling fan in your house, it collects a lot of junk, a lot of dirt, a lot of dust. And that needs to be cleaned periodically. When you turn your ceiling fan off, you see all the dust that's up there. Same thing in your blower motor, which sits in your furnace, which blows the air throughout your home 365 days a year. So allow us to come in and get that looked at so we can tell you what needs to be done with the $59 furnace and furnace safety check there for you.
You know, I found a really cool furnace last week.
Okay.
You want to know what it was?
It sounds weird. What do you mean you found a furnace?
Well, I found a really cool furnace.
Okay.
So we're out there for a repair on something.
So you went to the customer's house and you found a really cool furnace in a customer's house?
It wasn't really cool, but I did find the furnace. And so we were talking to them.
You found it like it was lost?
Probably they must have, because they haven't seen it in years.
Okay.
Because we're talking about it. I'm like, you really need to clean this thing.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, no, do we really? You really need
because
to clean it.
Because what?
It is so disgusting. You need to clean this.
Okay.
I end up picking up
It's out of sight, out of mind, if they couldn't see
about
it.
About 80 cockroaches.
Oh.
In the bottom of the...
Dead cockroaches.
Yeah. Because okay, happened is that there must have been food or other stuff.
I think I just threw up in my mouth.
And they must have... food or whatever. And so they were eating it or whatever in there. And it was so horribly disgusting. Right? And this is why you do inspections. Is because, some of the times, oh my goodness.
So APW, we cleaned it, right? We took care of it. We vacuumed all those little cockroaches out.
It took us 3 hours to clean their furnace and their air conditioner. It was disgusting.
Awesome. We really helped a customer.
3 hours. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
We helped them.
And we put life back on that furnace.
And just so you know, I cleaned out the cockroaches because the service tech didn't want to touch it. So I said, you know what? I'll get rid of them.
You took one for the team.
Yeah, then I disinfected it. Then he pulled everything out and stuff. Awesome. Now he found some extras in the fan blower motor and stuff like that. But yeah.
I'm sure.
That was a great furnace. It was incredible. Best furnace I've seen all year.
Yes. And you're being sarcastic now. I get it. Okay. So
I have more to it, but you'll get sick if I keep telling you.
No, that's okay. But I'm glad that we're able to help the customer, and that's the most important thing.
I probably saved their lives.
Another thing that we have going on right now, a great virtual coupon, if you will, radio special, is a whole home plumbing inspection that includes a tanked water heater flush for only $99. So this is a wonderful value that will actually come in and do that plumbing inspection. But while we're there, we're going to get that tanked water heater flush. You know, that's something we neglect to do once a year, and it's recommended to do once a year. In addition, who wants to take the time to do that? Allow APW take the time to do that. It's only going to cost you $99 for that virtual coupon. That's my new word today. Or the radio special for only $99. Call 913-825-6600. Again, 913-825-6600. anyone who can hear us, we can definitely help you out. It is we do travel about an hour radius around our centrally located office here in Kansas City. So we love you rural folks as well. We'll help you with any of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. You can also go to thedixiedifference.com or, again, give us a call at 913-825-6600. And so we're going to be talking about those two things today in addition to, yes, we're going to talk about the great sexy subject of garbage disposals.
There's a lot to a garbage disposal.
Caught your attention, hopefully. Yes, and we actually have a virtual coupon there as well. As long as you let them know we heard it on the radio, we'll take $59 off of your installed purchase of a garbage disposal from APW. 913-825-6600. We're going to give you lots of good nuggets about what garbage disposals can do and what you should be looking for. And maybe you're not at the point of replacing yours, but we're going to give you some great tips on how to maintain the one you already have.
Plus, if you do go to get one, I'm going to explain to you how you decide the size, what style, and so forth based on, guess what, your usage. Isn't that ironic?
Right.
Most people just kind of match whatever was there.
Right.
And they don't know. So we're going to help you out. And we're going to get it set up. I also have a water heater story.
Okay, yeah, that's great because we're, you know, doing that water heater special with the plumbing inspection for only $99.
I know, it was so rusted out that they shut down the gas to the entire house. Lady was crying. We ran over there.
Yes.
The flue pipe was eaten away also.
Yes.
It was horrible. So they shut the whole thing down.
I know which one you're talking about now, so I can't wait to talk about that. We're going to be back in just a moment, so stay tuned. You're listening to APW Help for Homes. And I'm Dixie Williford and my co-host Keith Ford. We're going to talk more about furnace safety inspections for only $59 at APW, your whole home plumbing inspection with a tanked water heater flush for only $99, and our virtual radio coupon for $59 off your purchase of a garbage disposal installed by APW. So stay tuned for all of this and more when we get back in just a moment.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford and across from me is Dixie Williford.
The Dixie Williford.
I know, I keep doing that.
It's the Dixie difference, but it's only Dixie Williford.
Right, the Dixie Williford, though. It can be that way.
I just like making fun of you from time to time.
So, I mean, it's not that
it's
hard
like
to make
dough
fun of me.
Boy. I like to just point you or point into your belly.
Yeah, I'm pretty easy to make fun of. It doesn't take too much effort. If you can't make fun of me, you just don't get it.
Yeah, well, you're kind of an easy target a lot of times.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
Yeah, and that's what's fun about it, too. Yeah. So getting back into subject here, we've got a couple other monthly specials. And this monthly special that I know you want to talk about is if you are in the place of wanting to get a free estimate on a furnace and air conditioner combo, you want to replace the old system that you have with a newer, efficient system. The technology that's available today is way better for heating and cooling than it ever has been in the past. There are not a lot of changes until recently in the HVAC industry. So we'd love to talk with you about that so that you can lower your utility bills, you know, better safety, better comfort in your home throughout your whole home. And we'll do that with a free estimate. No cost, no obligation. This is usually a time of the year folks like to do it because when you get that disruption of changing out your system, at least it's so nice outside. You know, your home doesn't get overly hot or your home doesn't get overly cold. It'll stay in this nice outdoor temperature while we do the work. So I know a lot of folks like to get these estimates this time of the year. So if you're one of those folks who want to, we've got actually a monthly special. And Keith, I'm going to leave it over to you. I know you want to talk about it.
Yeah, so what we're looking at is the humidifier and then the air treatment system. So if you are...
And what about them?
Well, that's. Do you want me to tell you what
they're free with the purchase?
Right, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
If you decide that you want to purchase a new system, they're free. Or if you don't need a new system and you want to get a humidifier air treatment system, we're offering $125 off if you just get the systems themselves. If you buy an entire HVAC system, then we give it to you in one package.
Absolutely.
Either way. So if you don't need a system or you do, it's a great reason to call.
It's our October special.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible. Now, as you guys know, we repeat very often, in the summertime, we remove heat and we remove humidity, right? In the wintertime, we add heat and we add humidity. So for those of you who don't get their systems cleaned properly or your humidifier hasn't been working or turned on, you really need to have a humidifier added to your HVAC system. There's some basic reasons why. One is by adding the proper humidity, what it does is it allows you to decrease the setting on your thermostat by 3 to 4 degrees and still feel the same comfort level.
And save you money.
Right. That is a lot of money if you think about it. A lot of people adjust their thermostats and then they're uncomfortable, or the spouse or the kids complain that, why do you do that? So this way you can adjust the thermostat, but everybody is still comfortable. Because as you know, heat transfers better when it's moist. You'll always hear that phrase, it's a dry heat, so it's not so bad. So if you add moisture to it, then at that point you have a better heat and you're more comfortable. Now, there's a few more reasons. One is because wood shrinks in the wintertime because of lack of humidity. See, what happens is we have that big flame hitting the air. It is that flame in your furnace now is drying out the moisture also. So it can get as low as, Dixie has often said,
10% or of humidity, or as dry or drier than the Sahara Desert.
I always like when you say that. Because she has
true.
Really good hand
it's
movements.
It's absolutely true.
Oh, it is. And so what ends up happening is that your wood will now shrink. And this is why you start to see the gaps along your trim. If you have wood windows, wood floors, it's horrible for. But I know a lot of people who have, you know, wood pianos, they end up having violins.
Instead of steel pianos.
Violins and guitars. Tons of our customers do.
Yeah.
And as you talk to anybody who has a violin, a guitar, or any wood instrument, it is hugely important that you keep a good humidity level inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you don't want it to shrink. I guess the guitar strings don't work too well if it shrinks, right? So the front door, if it's wood, also shrinks. And if it shrinks, that means it opens up the gap and now you have more cold air coming in. So now you guys are starting to see that if it shrinks, it causes a great deal of problems for you. Now, the problem is in the springtime, when the moisture comes back in, then it expands again. And that shrinking and expanding causes your wood to splinter, crack, and it destroys it. So the wood, you imagine how much wood is in your house, especially cabinets. I think most people's cabinets are woods. Wouldn't you agree, Dixie?
Yes, I would definitely agree.
Okay. So if most people's cabinets are wood, that's obviously the major thing.
Yes.
So that's one of the things to help you with. Now, the health issue of humidity is, if you guys didn't know, is that your nose, I don't know, what is the proper material called in your nose besides snot? Okay, I was going to say snot, but usually you get in trouble with me. But it dries up on you when there's no humidity. And when it does that, that's what protects you from getting some of your, not that I'm a doctor, but it does, according to the internet, which is always right, it protects you from getting some of the flus and viruses. Now, it does
right,
affect
your
eye
nose
sockets
will crack,
also.
You, if you get nose crack, that's when you actually are exposed to viruses or bacteria because of the fact that that's a point of entry.
Right. And so it's really tough on your skin. It dries it out. Static electricity. And then you also have to worry about your eye sockets. It's really tough on your eyes with that dry humidity inside of your house.
Oh, yeah. I've got I wear contacts. I wasn't blessed with your eyesight. But
you're blessed with beautiful eyes.
But I definitely, I can definitely tell in the wintertime that the air is dry outside versus during the summertime.
Right, right. So, and if you go, by the way, if you guys if you guys ever look at the commercial that Dixie's on, you'll absolutely see that I may have, not for sure, but I may have outpunted my coverage, as they would say.
Outpunted your coverage?
Yeah, yeah.
Explain.
That would mean that you're cuter than me.
Oh, I wanted to make sure I wasn't, misunderstanding.
Yeah. So if you guys see the commercial, you might say that. It's not true, but you might think
it. Well, they'd have to see you, too.
Well,
and
I'm a pretty handsome fella.
I'm going to say you're a very handsome fella.
Yeah, I still outpunted my coverage.
I don't know why you went there for a second. I thought we were talking about humidity.
You know how much I like to look at you. And when I look at you, I always think how beautiful you are.
Oh, my gosh. Right? You took a sweet pill today, I guess.
No.
So we're almost to commercial here. So we're going to talk about, while we're talking about humidifiers, and you haven't gotten into air treatment, but right. We are actually, we've got a great coupon, virtual radio coupon for this, if you're wanting to get these products in your home, but also we're actually adding them for absolutely free for the month of October. If you want a free estimate on your furnace and air conditioner installed by APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, and we always have great financing. You know, I always forget to talk about that, but we always have great financing. We can get that monthly payment that you need, the terms that you need, the interest rate that you need. You just let us know and we will work it the best that we can. And we have even no credit check financing. So we've got, you ask for it, we've got it. And we do our best to get it for you. So you always give us a call at APW 913-825-6600 or thedixiedifference.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I'm Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Williford.
And welcome back. I've got the giggles coming off the break here. So I want to talk about, actually, I want to get right into not only our specials. I've been talking about the whole first part of the show, but if you just tuned in, to remind you guys or to let you know that for the month of October, we do have, if you're looking for a free estimate on furnace and air conditioner, and you get it installed by APW, we'll actually throw in a package deal, free humidifier and free air treatment along with your purchase. So do call, take advantage of that. This is a great time of year to get an install for a furnace and air conditioner because it doesn't disrupt your home because it's so nice outside right now. And then once you start firing up that furnace, oh my gosh, it will make your home so much more comfortable than it ever had before because it'll be an APW installed furnace with a humidifier and free air treatment along with that.
Yes.
So, yes.
What? You want me to go?
913-825-6600 is the number to call for that. 913-825-6600, or you can go find us at thedixiedifference.com. In addition to that, I want you to call us for the plumbing inspection. Winter can wreak havoc on your plumbing, so let's make sure we're taking care of that. We have the $99 plumbing inspection, and folks, it actually includes a tanked water heater flush. Just let them know you heard when you call our office. Let them know you heard us on the radio. That's your virtual coupon right here from the radio special. And that we'd be happy to get out there to do that for you. And then, of course, we want to get your furnace, your existing furnace. Don't replace your furnace before it's ready. Just take care of it with the $59 furnace safety inspection from APW, Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Again, 913, and call now, actually. We have somebody in the office. 913-825-6600 is the number to call. So I'm transitioning. I'm trying to throw things back over to you, Mr. Ford. But we have the virtual coupon also with the radio special because we're talking about it today. Is a garbage disposal installed by APW. If you needed a garbage disposal installed or you want to get rid of the old one, it's just wreaking havoc, you know, not working right, keeps getting stuck. That thing is just old and rusty. We'll replace it and get $59 off your installed garbage disposal from APW. 913-825-6600. So, Keith, what kind of things would you not put down a garbage disposal?
Okay, so we're not going to go over any more of the special. We're going garbage disposal.
Oh, no. Go, yes. You take it. If you want to talk about more specials, go right ahead.
No, I could either finish it or we can go garbage disposal.
Oh, is there something that you... Go ahead.
Well, we didn't do the air treatment. Remember?
Oh, right.
So, that's now, so we have to get humidity, right? Dry skin, dry eye sockets, boogers, like all those things if you don't have humidity.
If they weren't listening to the last segment, they have no idea what you're talking about. You just went
they should have been listening the whole time.
And boogers. Wait a minute. I went from garbage disposals to snot and boogers.
Don't put them down the garbage disposal either.
Let's get a little bit better transition of what the heck we're talking about.
Right. You need humidity in the air. Right. A humidifier has to be added to you in the wintertime.
With the free, that is a furnace and air conditioner installed by APW, you get a free humidifier, and you were talking lots about the great benefits of that.
Right. And so you need the humidity in the air to transfer heat better so you can reduce your thermostat, right?
Dry out the snot and boogers.
The snot and boogers, because you get those too many times in there. It's not good for your eye sockets. It's not good for your skin. Static electricity shrinks the wood inside of your house. So hence, if you have a wood door or wood windows, it allows more cold air to enter into your home. Hey, and then, of course, we want to be able to protect the wood, your floors, guitars, whatever you guys have, pianos, that sort of things. So humidity is extremely important. Now, one of the things I do see out in the field, just so you guys know, is nobody ever takes care of their humidifier very well. At least I have not seen somebody in, I don't know, decades. How there, you may be the one person out there that does, but what ends up happening is that how a humidifier works, a typical bypass humidifier, which is the majority of the humidifiers out on the market. Hey, but what ends up happening is that there's a tray at the very top. The tray has little holes, and so it drips down the holes onto your panel.
Water drips down the panel, right. Yes.
And so that water panel has a special coating to allow the water to spread evenly. Warm air passes through that panel, collecting moisture and then bringing it back into your furnace. And that's why they call it a bypass. It comes from one side and bypasses to the other. So one of the important, that's how it collects most of the moisture. And then it has a drain. So any of the moisture that was not picked up by the air, it has a drain and runs. And what happens is when you don't clean it, is one is the drain gets plugged with a whole bunch of gook, just like your inside coil does. And then the upper part, it also gets gook in it. Well, what happens, that gook is bacteria, right? And so if you don't clean
Anytime
it each year.
Anytime you have water just standing and not in dark moving areas. In a dark area, yes, you're going to have bacteria growth. Right.
And so that's what happens. And it's really gross sometimes. And what you don't realize, you're turning it on and you're basically shoving a bacteria to run through your
and
house.
That's why you want to call APW
yes,
to
you don't
continue
get sick.
To get cleaned. And those are the things that we look for and we do all the time. And that's and I appreciate you bringing that up because, you know, again, out of sight, out of mind. And even if it was right there in front of you all the time, you pass by it when you go to the laundry room, your furnace and your humidifiers, most folks don't know what to look for. That's why we love doing the radio show and talking about the kind of stuff that you should look for and expect from a great heating and cooling company.
Yeah, and so that's what you want to look at is disinfecting it and getting it cleaned. So hence exactly what Dixie said, get us out there, get APW out there, get your furnace cleaned. We will clean that humidifier for you. Now, if you have an old one, which is basically, just so you know, if it's made out of metal, it's old.
An old humidifier.
Right? So those typically don't work very well. The solenoids go bad in them. Water doesn't flow very well. Crustacean. So you really want us to have out there to inspect it because if there's something wrong with it, you want it replaced. You absolutely need a humidifier. And if you're sitting out there going, I don't think I do, you're wrong.
Uh-huh.
You absolutely
Tell them
need
exactly
one.
The way it is.
What is that? You need to get yeah. one. And if you don't have one or not for
it
sure, then you need to call
It does get extremely dry in the wintertime.
Well, you're ruining your house and yeah. you're using
for better health. And
right.
Yeah,
there's tons
absolutely.
Of stuff. Right. So then along with that, because you guys know that I have this big issue with bacteria, mold, all the rest of the stuff in our house, the impurities that we breathe in our home. You guys all know that I have issues with that. So I do air treatment. And if you ever have me come to your house, hey, because I'm out in the field a few days a week, 2 to 3, you'll see I will absolutely point it out to you. There are times that I open up doors or vents and there's just mold growing in there. And then people don't realize it. And that's what my job is to do, is to verify, to make sure your house is safe for you. So air treatment is a huge deal. We press it. We have it in our house. Most of our friends have it that we talk to. And so what we have is we have an air system. The one that's on special is the nicest of our air systems that we have right now. Hey, and what it uses is UV light is one of them, which a UV light is going to sterilize bacteria and viruses from growing because the UV light will stop them from reproducing. And when they can't reproduce, they die within seconds, so they can't reproduce, so they're gone, right? So that's the idea of it. Now, then we use a hydrogen basically into the air. And what it does is it's like the best example I can give you is like hydrogen peroxide. It sterilizes everything. So if you have pet dandruff, bad smells, people who smoke, for you smokers, you can do whatever you want to, but you better have an air treatment system mm-hmm. into your house. Seriously, because you're repeating the smoke process into your lungs. And what really gets bad in smokers' house is the residue that's left inside the furnace. And we see it all the time and we have to clean it. And that stuff gets into your lungs. So we want to be able to disinfect the air as much as possible.
It neutralizes that smell so that it doesn't, you know, you don't have right. that ongoing smell. It really makes the air smell great.
Right. And Dixie and I are allergic to cats, so we don't own a cat. However, for the cat people out there, it really takes care of pet and dog or ferrets especially. Oh my gosh, you ferret people, if you don't have air treatment system, I'm telling you, I know you have a ferret when I walk in your house. However, if you have an air treatment system, I don't know you have a ferret. And that's exactly what you want. You don't want people in your business.
No.
So get an air treatment system. Or for those people who can't cook very well, who burn a lot of food, you don't want somebody to know that either, right?
Right.
See, this air treatment system, there's a lot of health issues, but it hides a lot of your business that you don't want people to know.
It's just great smelling it.
Right, right, right. And that's what you want. And all joking aside, it really makes a huge difference as far as keeping your family healthy. and the cardiovascular. Like I said, go on the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency website. It'll tell you your indoor air is 10 to 100 times more polluted than our worst cities. It'll also direct you into the fact that inside of our house is like the number three health concern, the number one or two environmental concern in the United States is inside of your own home. So if you don't have a whole house treatment system, and don't tell me use the room ones because those are bad and they don't work anyways, a whole house, well, it's like humidifiers. You can't do it in a room. You have to do it the whole house.
Well, you know,
everything.
Like CVS, Walgreens, those kind of stores, they have a multi-million dollar profit from selling those, you know, one room, not humidifiers, but the one room air treatment systems. And they just don't really work. It's a waste of your money. So I see your point there that do it for the whole home so that you're treating the whole home. And it's the most efficient way of taking care of your whole home.
Right. And so that's why we're running a special, because we care about your health. Absolutely. We really do. We don't want you getting sick, and it's terrible. So we do a lot of this for customers.
All right. I promised that I would talk about garbage disposal. So we are going to talk about that in the next segment. We already have to commercial. And we're going to give you some good tips on how to take care of your garbage disposal and then what you need to find out by if you have to replace yours. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Do give us a call for the $59 furnace safety and clean check. And then in addition to the special with the free humidifier and air treatment system with the purchase of a whole home heating and cooling system. Call 913-825-6600 or go to thedixiedifference.com. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello and welcome back to APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Help for Homes. I am Keith Ford, and across from me is Dixie Wilford.
And welcome back to APW Help for Homes. You know, Keith and I run APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. So if you have any air conditioning, hopefully not too many of those, furnace issues or plumbing issues within your home, give us a call at 913-825-6600. Or you can go to thedixiedifference.com to look us up if you're driving around and just don't have a chance to get there yet. So, and you can give us a call. We're in the office right now and help you with any of your needs. Also, give us a call for the $59 furnace safety and clean check. That's our radio special. So take advantage. It's usually $125 value. And get your furnace ready. Keep it lasting as long as you can by taking advantage of the $59 special. In addition to that, the other specials that we have going, because we got a few, are the $99 whole home plumbing inspection. And that, yes, does include a tanked water heater flush. So I know most folks don't like to do those, and they should be done annually. So let us do it for a nominal fee of $99. So take advantage. Again, 913-825-6600 is the number to call, and that is APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. So getting into the topic I wanted to talk about, but Keith kind of ran with all this other stuff, which is garbage disposals. And, you know, I mean, we love them. We love our garbage disposals when we actually don't think about them much as far as the inconvenience of them until they stop working, right. And how they clog our sinks and things of that sort. So what I wanted to talk about with the both of us here is some things about what, you know, what not to put down, what to put down, what are they for, all that kind of good stuff. You know, garbage disposal unit really does waste disposal unit, or they talk garbage disposer, is really a device using electrical powered installed, and it's installed under the kitchen sink between the sink drain and the trap, so that if you have food that goes down the drain, it will grind it up and get it through the plumbing system. And so that's why they're so great, is that they do eliminate a lot of problems. And in addition to that, they are environmentally a conscious product, because some of that food that does go down, the instead of being thrown away and being emptied into your garbage disposal, that food will likely turn into methane gas in your or in our
landfills.
Landfills, thank you. So we are definitely doing a great service by using the garbage disposals. But there are things that you cannot put down a garbage disposal. Bones would be one of them. That's an obvious one. Celery and like artichokes, those types of things. Things that are very fibrous are really bad to put down. The fiber strings tend to tangle around the disposal blades and therefore, break them down, actually.
Yeah, you have to kind of understand what a garbage disposal looks like on the inside. obviously you see it as a round cylinder object. Yeah. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I said the word we're correct. And what it has is it has like a shredding ring. You guys know when you're shredding cheese and you have the I don't know, it's always that triangle thing I use that I shred the cheese from block cheese. Well, that's the kind of blades that are on the inside of a garbage disposal. So what happens, imagine a cheese shredder all the way around the garbage disposal in a ring, and then it has hammers that basically take the food, press it against the shredder, and it shreds the food. When you have stringy food items that you put down the garbage disposal and you're using a single stage garbage disposal, it kind of, once we take it apart, it kind of looks like the bottom side of an iceberg, is that everything's just kind of hanging from it. And since it is, it causes it to clog. It causes it to rust out, besides messing up the actual blade hammers themselves.
Yeah.
And so that's why you're not supposed to do it.
Exactly. Do you know, eggshells has been known to sharpen garbage disposals. Some people claim that that's a good thing to put, but it is not true.
Nope.
Actually, eggshells have a stringy membrane layers that can wrap around the shredder ring, like you were talking about, and the shell itself can be ground to a sand-like consistency capable of clogging the your pipes. Excuse me. So eggshells are not a good thing. Those need to go in the trash instead of your garbage disposal. So fruit pits, grease is not good to put down. Pasta actually turns into too much of a paste, and that's not good. Potato peels are actually not good to go down a garbage disposal. So I know I listed off quite a bit of stuff, but pretty much everything else is a good thing to put down. Oh, coffee grinds. That's another thing.
Terrible.
That's not a good thing to put down your garbage disposal. So just a few things. I know folks have talked about lemons. You know, they want that lemon smell. So they think putting an orange peel or a lemon peel down the garbage disposal will help give it a nice fresh scent. Well, kind of true. The problem is that if you put the whole thing down there or a ton of them down there, it's actually bad because of the fact that they don't grind up enough and they will actually get it clogged into the rest of the plumbing.
Right, but you're not supposed to shove a whole lemon down
there.
No, but
some people do. Putting lemon juice would be a better.
Citrus peels or juice, yeah.
Yeah, lemon juice would be a better, for the disposal and for deodorizing is a better solution for your garbage disposal.
I have a much better solution.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you know the proper way to clean it is with ice cubes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
About every 6 months.
Helps sharpen it, too.
Yes, you run ice cubes in your garbage disposal, a cup of ice cubes. Don't add water. Just turn on your garbage disposal, let it chew up the ice. And when it cleans it like a snow cone, you know it's done. However, one of the better things to do is for those of you like us who use baking soda in your refrigerator to keep your refrigerator fresh.
Yes.
And if you don't, you should consider doing that. Not that I own stock in it.
Right.
But it is a good thing to do. And once that box of baking soda has run its course, and I think it's every 30 days or 60 days, you take the baking soda and dump it down the garbage disposal with the water running, and that'll help neutralize your smells, and then you don't have to worry about it. But the coffee grinds actually aren't bad for the garbage disposal. They're actually bad for your pipes. They
yes.
get stuck in the P trap, and that's what ends up happening. So when you look at a garbage disposal, there's some of you out there that don't use yours at all, right? And so you're saying, I don't use it, don't care. Well, if you don't use a garbage disposal very much, you should get a garbage disposal that has stainless steel parts on the inside. And I think we'll probably
run
out.
So it doesn't rust.
Yeah, we're going to run out of time with garbage disposals, obviously, this week, but we can bring them into next week with some other stuff. But there's some really cool things to determine what size a garbage disposal to get. Do yourself a favor. Don't get a third horsepower, like, ever.
Because they're too small.
Too small. It's how many RPMs that it's going to turn the blades and how it's going to grind up food. But a half to three quarter is pretty normal. And if you are that person that loves to shove tons of stuff down the garbage disposal, then you should consider getting a two-stage garbage disposal that has a primary blades and a secondary. So just a few pointers till next week when we get more detail.
I've got one more point I want to make. How do you empty your garbage disposal? You know, you've got
stick your hand
of stuff.
Down there?
Definitely not. Fill your garbage disposal with ice cubes, like we talked about, but then also pour the salt over the ice cubes, run cold water, and turn on the garbage disposal for approximately 5-10 seconds. The combination of ice and the rock salt will help knock sludge and debris off the grinding element so that they can make their way down the drain. So there's another one.
Baby.
Use that tip today.
I like it.
To clean it out.
I've never done
salt. We are out of time. Thanks for listening. listening to APW Help for Homes. If you have any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs, give us a call at 913-825-6600. And that is APW Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're in the office today, so call now for your $59 furnace safety and clean check. Your whole home for $59. Your whole home plumbing inspection for tanked water heater flush. That's $99 radio special. Our virtual coupon for garbage disposals will take $59 off an install garbage disposal for you. And if you're looking for that free estimate, it is going to be a free air treatment and humidifier with the purchase of a furnace and air conditioner in the month of October. So, oh my gosh, we have all kinds of October specials going on.
So just call us.
Call now. 913-825-6600. I'm Dixie Williford and Cross Me Keith Ford. We're all done this weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. And thanks for listening.
Take care.